Hey guys.
Hey.
Welcome back to another mini episode of Kill the Dead Podcast.
Cue music.
As our listeners may or may not know, probably not at the time of us taping this, but I have been away in the merry land of German people and
showing
no
off his chocolate legs.
Cocoa butter calves.
You know what? I will say this, and it could just be me, I don't know. But lederhosen is not meant for black men's ass. I'm just going to say this.
It's not meant for a little bubble in the back.
Nope. It was touch and go. Halfway through, drunkenly, I broke my suspenders. And
I mean, at least you didn't, like, rip the seam in the back.
No, it was just the bathroom situation is a huge trough, and it's a line, so, like, I got a little antsy when it was finally my turn to get to the stall, and I broke the goddamn... suspenders.
Dang.
Jump the gun.
Look, I was four steins in, and I had to pee.
There's no
four
front.
Steins before you fucking had to pee? Jesus Christ.
There's no, like, front zipper or anything?
Mm-mm.
No, it's all buttons.
Oh, no.
It's annoying.
There's four buttons on the front that only two of them have to do with, like, your cod piece, I'll say. And then there's three buttons after you release the first two buttons. So five buttons total before you can drop trout. It's not conducive to mass consumption drinking.
Which is why it's so much easier to be a girl and just lift your skirt.
Okay, so...
It's one of the few times where having a mass drinking party, it might be beneficial to be a girl.
The two things I took away from Oktoberfest is, one, you can't be shy with your genitalia because the bathroom is just a bathroom.
I'm sorry, you can't be shy with your any part of your body in Germany. Like, it just doesn't work. None
it's just
of it.
A group bathroom. So
yeah,
there are things that can and are seen. And then there, we were in Stuttgart, so after our session is done for the mass drinking, it's still like an amusement park or carnival. So you go out there, and guys and girls, if you don't feel like waiting in line to use the wash closet, you can just piss on the wall. And it's just all 100 or so people taking turns pissing on a wall. And it was the most interesting thing I definitely saw in my whole trip.
Gross and disgusting, and I'm judging the entire country.
It's fine until you have to pee. It's the same thing, because I was asking this guy, I was like, hey, where the fuck is the wash closet? And he was like, oh no, just go in the wall, it's fine.
Oh.
I was like, no. No. And then I couldn't find a wash closet. I was like, all right.
Dude, I'm sorry. I would pee on a fucking wall if I were a dude.
Just get a
shit. Oh no, girls go too.
I mean, I when I'm out in the woods, you know, being the little hippie that I am, you know, it's easy peasy. But
and the whole thing reminded me of college. Like, girls were back against the wall. Skirt raised.
Okay, so there's my issue, and that's my issue, right? If everyone's peeing on the wall, and then girls are back up against the wall, then you're like,
find a dry spot.
Yeah. That's when I like put one leg up on the wall and try to aim.
I am way too bougie for this conversation. Oh no.
Are we offending your sensibilities?
Whatever, I like your technique. One leg on the wall, trying to aim. That is not a bad idea.
That's what I would do. I mean, if everyone were pissing on the wall, I would not put my back up against that. I would definitely put a leg up, and I would try to aim.
But you also got to remember, guys aim down. So it's not like where your back would be.
If they're gentlemanly, you don't know who's having a conversation, turns and talks to their homie, and then fucking pees higher or lower or sideways or on someone. I don't know. I don't trust other people.
That is all in well. I understand.
Yeah. So 1 foot up, aiming. Getting like that 45 degree angle, you know?
Oh. Ash, I hope you can relate.
I'm just chilling.
I'm glad that I have my microphone on mute because I just looked down and a centipede went right across my feet. Let out a really loud scream.
Why would you hide that from us?
I know. We want to hear your squeal.
This is what I get for recording in a cold basement. Okay.
So, guys, while I was gone, I missed the initial kickoff of the Mandeo Returns Kickstarter. Have you guys visited the website yet?
I have. I'm looking forward to it.
I've done some retweets of the Kickstart, but I actually haven't hit the website yet.
Yeah, I've been checking out.
You think you write for it?
Yeah, I'm writing about it on iNeedJujesse.com. So that should be, it'll be up when this is out. But I'm going to go live with it, I think, tomorrow morning.
Nice.
Okay, cool. So just a quick rundown, if you guys haven't seen Mandeo the Dead, it's on Amazon Prime right now. Basically, it's a supernatural comedy, I want to say. I want to say it's astral projection comedy, but I'm not sure if that's an official genre.
So it is how it's tagged on the Twitters with the astral projections.
Yes. I mean, that's a big part of the film. Scott, if you're listening, correct me if I'm wrong.
Also, we love you.
Yes. If you guys are not following Scott Dunn on any social media channels, please do. At Scotty Dunn It. I believe it's all the same across YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also follow Mandeo the Dead on Twitter at Mandeo the Dead. I think they recently changed their screen name, right? It says something about Comic-Con. So if you guys are listening to this in real time and you're at Comic-Con this Sunday, you will have a chance to see Mandeo the Dead on the big screen at the LA Convention Center.
And have a chance to meet the cast and crew, which I'm jealous.
Mandeo the Dead at LA Comic-Con. That is their Twitter currently. Or at Mandeo Movie.
Yes. Thank you for spot checking that. So if you guys are fans of it, you watch it, or you haven't watched it, it's on Amazon Prime right now, but check it out. Show some love. Support the community. Donate what you can. Let's help Scotty get this second movie made. I know I haven't done it yet, but I will be contributing before the end of this weekend. I've just been lazy and busy.
You've
been in Lederhosen. It's been hard.
Yes, I have. But if you haven't seen the movie, please, it's a great movie. It's fun. I want to say it's on the verge of becoming a cult classic. So it definitely deserves having a sequel. I don't know. I don't think there's anything else I can say about it. There might be. Maybe we get Scotty back on the show to plug the Kickstarter. You have until November 9th, I believe.
Well, that's a fortuitous day.
Would have been better if I put this shit all together in notes, but I did not. Last tweet I saw.
About that.
Last tweet I saw, they had passed 5K. They're trying to get to 10K by Sunday. So if you guys can help contribute in any way, shape, or form, that would be fantastic. Again, not sponsored. We just love Scott and the things that he's doing and trying to support the local community. Devin.
Yes.
I believe he has something fancy to tell us.
Fancy is a strong word. So, you know, it's the month of October.
I thought you had something gleeful and lighthearted to say.
So it's the month of October. Here we're watching horror movies pretty much every single day.
Duh.
So I made my partner watch Blackula. And yes. To do that, yes. I downloaded this app, this channel called Brown Sugar. And it's basically Netflix before black films, especially a lot of films from the blaxploitation era. So that's how I was able to see Blackula and Scream Blackula. Scream Blackula, Scream. Those are some damn good movies, y'all. Have you guys seen them?
I love Blackula.
I haven't seen Scream Blackula.
I've seen Blackula, but not Scream Blackula.
Well, I haven't seen it in a while. I've seen Blackula early. I watched it earlier this year. I probably watch that probably once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much.
I'm okay with them doing a remake of that. I'm surprised there has been options for a remake at this point.
Who would you want to see?
Cast. That's exactly what. It's a great question.
Let me think about it. I have an idea. I'm thinking Cheetah World AG4, who's a British actor.
I like him. I like his work.
Not like a Michael B. Jordan or Chadwick Boseman. Nothing like that. I want someone who's like older and distinguished and, you know, sexy. Not Idris Elba, because I feel like that's too obvious.
Yeah, he's the choice for everyone. For everyone.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that he gets the really specific ones, because everyone's like, oh, he's so hot right now. It's like, no. Yeah. Don't throw him at everything. This is not like throwing all your darts at a dartboard. You throw the best dart on the best play.
Not The Rock.
What about Terrence Howard?
Bane. Is Black a Bane? Sorry.
I could see that.
Oh, but like, that's a horrible.
I could see him in the running, but I don't know.
Too old?
I don't think I could take him serious like that.
Something about him skeezing.
Yeah, I'm with Ash on this one. I don't think I could take him serious.
I mean, I think he would play the character harder than it needs to come off. But then that might add something to it.
I think it would depend on who's directing and who the supporting cast are. And like, what's the overall feel? Because if you're going to go for like a remake that still has that same vibe, I'm not sure. But if you're trying to do like how they did with Batman Begins, right? Like it's a very different, grittier version of all the previous Batman movies, right? Like, then I could see it. But again, it depends on all the other players.
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now. I don't know. I'm stuck on Cheetah World AG4, but sure. I don't know. Who else is up there?
Sterling K. Brown, but I feel like I don't know.
Seeing This Is Us.
Yeah.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Sorry. I think. Do you want someone with comedic chops, or you want someone to play it straight? Because I thought about him too, but I don't know. I don't even know if he's ever done a horror movie.
I think if you want to go like a comedic vein, then it wouldn't be bad.
What about the guy? I can't pronounce his name. I apologize if he's listening. But the actor who we all thought was taking over the role was Candyman.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, but he's already getting Candyman, so I wouldn't.
Yaha Abdul.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep, that guy.
I was gonna mention his name. I had to look it up. Or Winston Duke.
Oh, Winston Duke would be good.
Yeah, Winston Duke would be good. I was also thinking Keith David, but he might be too old for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'm liking Winston Duke, though.
Yeah.
Because he could give it the right amount of campiness, just based on his work with us.
He could be good, be serious. Like, he could be a little bit of everything.
I know who he... I got the perfect casting. Let me just make sure I'm saying his name right. Hang on. Stick with me for a second, guys. I got to pull up his name. You all know him. He played Adam BC on Oz. Did you guys watch Oz?
I didn't.
Oh. I almost started season one last night, actually.
Adewale Ikemu Ajibe. He was Mr. Echo in Lost.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. There. Casting's done.
I see now. Okay.
Has he done anything? I don't know if he's well known enough to. I can't remember the last thing he was in.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, Suicide Squad. He has a new movie out called Farming, which he actually directed as well.
I don't think anyone in Suicide Squad wants people to remember.
But you're not going to go jumping at the bit to go see the new Harley Quinn movie?
Oh, no. I am going to go see Joker tomorrow.
Yes, see it.
All right, be
now
careful,
that no
guys.
One's shot up any movie theaters, I'm ready to go.
Oh, wow.
When you see some guy clapping loud at all the
time. Because of, okay, so before anyone saw the actual movie, and they were all going on the hype, it was the incel crowd that they were worried about. The involuntary celibates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Ash saw it, and a bunch of my friends saw it, and it's more about, social class and fucking mental health, and I'm all about that.
Yeah, it was really good. It's so dark, and it's like I damn near cried watching the movie because I kind of want to sympathize with him because you're just like, oh wow, like that poor guy. But it's just like that movie, it goes there.
Yeah.
Now, is this supposed to be the actual Joker who goes against Batman, or is this just like a ne'er-do-well guy donning Joker's persona?
No, it's supposed to be the Joker.
It's like an Joker, like his origin.
Yeah, it's the origin story of the Joker.
Okay.
It's so good. I would love to see it again.
That good?
What? Oh, that scared me.
Yeah, that's I can't pronounce his name at all.
And I didn't want to be
bastardizing his name. But yes.
Because the character, we're back on Blackula for the audience.
Sorry.
So the character of Blackula, he's actually an African prince. So that's why I was thinking of Nigerian actors who would actually be able to maybe take over the role. Mm-hmm. And he fits the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then let me ask you this. Who do we fill Pam Grier's shoes with?
Okay, so she's in the sequel. It better not be Beyonce.
Don't say that because it might come true.
And I say that as someone who loves Beyonce, but I will admit acting is not her strong suit.
No, but maybe Janelle Monáe?
Ooh, yes.
Lupita,
that's another good one. But I would love to see, Janelle Monáe. Oh, yes.
I did notice Blackula suffered the fate that a lot of blaxploitation suffer were colorism dealt his ugly hand when it came to casting with all the female actors in the movie. So we may want to avoid that trope this time around.
So can I ask in a non-horror vein of blaxploitation, we're going off on this tangent here.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all feel about the new Eddie Murphy movie?
I can't wait to see it.
Dolomite?
Yeah, Dolomite.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And I love how, like, the original is, like, becoming more, like, available for people to watch. Because it's on Amazon Prime right now. Yes.
It's also on Black Sugar.
Black Sugar?
Ooh.
Brown Sugar.
Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar. I don't think Black Sugar.
You did. That's all right.
It's wine that's getting to me.
Yeah, so for those of you who are not up on the up and up, right, it's the Rudy Ray Moore right. Sort of like, I guess it's a biopic?
Yeah, the Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a biopic with a slight ad-lib of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if Eddie Murphy's in it.
Clearly. Yeah, no, I'm actually really excited to see that.
Yeah, I've seen Netflix soon.
You know, my only issue to take with this is that you have all these African-American talents that are billed in this movie, but then it's like, we can never get this talent together for a worthy script that will create a new character. Like 20, 30, 40 years from now, no one's going to be making a Pootie Tang remake.
I love Pootie Tang.
I was about to say.
No one's
going to
make it. But I would like to see some form of creativity going on. And not just like, we could say the same thing about Latinx people, you know? Like, no one's going to remake The Nun 40 years from now.
I hope not.
So I think it's sad that, or maybe we're living at a perfect time right now, because we got to see original works of art. Some of it's getting remade, but we will be long dead in the ground before the remakes we're watching today get remade again. Unless we're talking about,
I
don't think so. With the way that Hollywood is pumping out remakes, I think in like 10 years we're gonna see remakes of things that we never thought we'd see remakes of, and they might be fucking worthwhile.
Yeah, like The Conjuring.
Yeah. Like, why are they doing Texas Chainsaw Massacre again? Like, another remake? Come on, y'all.
And that's another thing that I fucking have been, like, really hung up on lately. Like, we're making, sorry, IPAs. We're remaking remakes when there are so many things out there that we could still be making the first remake of. Which, I don't know. That's a question of, like, should we even be doing it? Is anyone asking for this?
No.
But at the same time, like, why reboot a reboot? You just did it, Spider-Man. Like, 10 years ago? Why are we rebooting reboots?
I can answer this kind of. Mm. The reason why you're seeing a resurgence of things, such as Creepshow even, is because we are at the rightful age to where these movies are approaching or encroaching upon their 35th anniversary. And there is a law in Hollywood to where once something is 35 years old, the ownership returns back to the original author. So a lot of turn these movies. So like Wes Craven just got Nightmare on Elm Street back.
So got you. So whoever's in charge of from the theater, it goes from the fuck words. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Company.
Mm-hmm. Back to
the author.
The writer.
So same thing with Creepshow. They're about to lose it. Stephen King wants it back. So they're like, we don't have time to plan a movie. We'll just make a TV show. So even if Creepshow picks up, which I've watched the first two episodes, I'm not sure if I like it. Like, but that's fine.
I appreciate about this. I wanted to talk about this.
I have yet to watch it.
So, but the overall point is that same thing with Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They're trying to squeeze another one out. Terminator's having the same thing. This Dark Fate thing is supposed to be a trilogy, but now James Cameron and a woman share that. So if this woman reclaims it, she might block the next two films. And then we'll never get a proper trilogy. Or James Cameron's going to have to split the money with more people and make less money.
That sounds
and then he might say no.
But do you really think he's going to say no to lots of money, even if it's like a split?
It just depends. He's got Avatar coming out and he's been working on that forever. So you could just be like, okay, fine. I'll write out Avatar and we'll get back to Terminator if I need to.
Yeah, because there's like, what, 3 or 4 Avatar movies coming out in the future?
4.
Too many.
Yeah.
Like, look, I don't care about fucking crazy digital effects Fern Gully, okay?
I don't give a shit about that movie. Man.
And that's the thing. So it's, I appreciate it for what it was at the time, but it has zero rewatchability for me. Oh. 100%.
Yeah, look, same.
I saw the trailers and I see memes and I'm like, I don't need to watch the fucking film. Thank you.
Yeah, I get it.
And you know what? Here's where I get into the fucking Devin camp of it's fucking way too long, bitch.
Yes. How it's like looks like 3.5 hours long?
No, we're not doing it unless we are talking about extended edition Lord of the Rings. Jules is not fucking sitting through that shit.
Like that King Kong movie that came out.
Not happening. Not doing it.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
I own it. Well, my partner owns it. I don't think I've ever seen it because I'm not.
Your partner watched
that.
It without you, and you're like, I'm gonna take a nap.
I think he owned it before I knew him. Like I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna jump on the Devin bandwagon in this one.
Thank you. Not welcome. Doing
it. Thank you.
Well, then I will too, and we'll end the episode right here.